Episode number 285, our thoughts on the 2012 Camaro ZL1.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And welcome back, everyone, for another wild and crazy episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason, and I'm rocking it out to the opening theme music.
Yeah, who else rocks out to the intro of our podcast?
Do you rock out to the Camaro Z28.com podcast intro music?
You know, we've only heard it over 200 times.
And 285 plus, give or take. Well, not really, because we didn't start off with it.
No, not until about episode 30, I think, is when we got all our stuff.
Yeah. But it fits. It works. We like it. Everybody knows it. It's a household name.
That's right.
Just like Charlie Tuna or whatever. Bubblegum Shrimp Company. That's what it is. All right. So we are going to talk about our thoughts on the 2012 Camaro ZL1, because we really didn't get to talk about it last week because Scott Settlemyer did most of the talking.
Good episode with the F-Bod Father.
If you didn't catch last week's episode, tune in. It was all F-Bod Father all day and all night, or whatever they say.
Yeah.
Phone interview with him, and it pretty much ate up the whole show, so we got a lot to cover as far as ZL1, and then we got some voicemails that we've been putting off for just too long.
We're gonna try and get through all of those this week, so we're gonna talk a little bit here to start about the 2012 Camaro ZL1.
Yeah.
What our thoughts and opinions of the car being released at the Chicago Auto Show last week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loving it. I'm really loving that car. And now I'm kind of in a precarious situation here as to whether or not I should buy one.
Yes, you should. Yes, you should.
Jason's pushing me.
So I can smoke your ass. Some of this might be repeating from last week's episode with the F-Bod Father, which, by the way, that's not the planned end to our interviews about this.
No, there isn't.
We've got some more coming down the pipe, but we'll just leave that as is. So everybody was very surprised about the ZL1 name.
Including me.
Yeah, I was really pushing for Z28, and everybody knew it.
But it makes sense.
Yes.
From what Scott said.
That's right.
They want the Z28 to be more of a lightweight car, you know.
Well, he didn't really say that.
Yeah, he did.
Did he?
Yeah.
He said it was, but they didn't say that they're going to do anything with it, particularly.
I don't know.
I do. Well, I sort of do.
I don't know. To me, it's an evolution of the Camaro right now. I've still got a 95 Z28 sitting out in my garage. Is that a lightweight racer? Not really.
Well, by comparison, absolutely.
Well, I mean, it was, I don't know.
95? Good God,
you know,
16
years ago. The SS was the top
dog.
Top dog? Yeah.
Top dog. They took our jobs! Yeah, well, it is what it is, and it is not 1985, nor is it 95, nor is it 1967 anymore, or 1985, when Austin and Rock Single Falco recorded Amadeus. I'm showing my age on that one, too. At first, I didn't like it. The Disciples had a phone call on Monday before the Wednesday unveiling, and when it was announced to us privately that it would be the ZL1, I was the first one to pipe up and say, I don't think this is right. But looking back on it now, looking at everybody else's response, which has been largely positive.
Right.
In fact, I really can't say that I've seen quite the more of a unanimous response.
They nailed it. Yeah. They nailed it.
So I will stand corrected. I was wrong before, and I'm in agreement with everybody else now that it's the right name to give it.
Yeah. Well, hindsight's always 20/20. So, I mean, when you're looking back, I mean, of course, you're going to, this should have been the Z1, but now, we're seeing the ZL1. See, I was thrown through a loop because SLP owned ZL1.
Yes.
And a lot of other people were, too. So, obviously,
yes,
there's some things that went on behind the scenes there that we didn't know about. And
just like 1998.
that, only GM and SLP probably knew about.
And it got worked out, though, one way or another. And the best way to say it for anybody who didn't listen to last week's episode or wants to help explain it to their buddies who don't know the story, basically, SLP's ZL1 is through the 2011 model year.
Which is selling right now with only, what, 69 of them?
69 units will be made at 750 horsepower.
Yeah, that's nice.
That makes my makes my hair hurt. And then going into 2012, the Chevrolet version of the Camaro ZL1 will be done in the factory, not as a second sticker type of deal. And there will not be any small limited amount. I don't know if there's going to be like a
It'll be regular
amount.
Production.
Yeah, just as many as they can crank out. But
no limited numbered
cars
that
no,
will come off the assembly line.
No numbered dash plaque, I don't think. Nope. And that's pretty much the difference. So basically SLP started with the 5th gen ZL1 and Chevrolet is continuing along with that with some sort of agreement with SLP. We'll never know and we don't need to know.
Nope.
But overall, I'm happy. When I wanted Z28, I wanted it mostly for the rest of the enthusiast community because I knew that's what they were expecting. And as I said in a previous episode, it'd be like grandma serving fish at Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I saw someone post that in a message too.
Like
It looks like grandma just brought out fish for Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll say it again. I didn't make that up. Somebody within the Camaro team said that to me that somebody else said.
Okay.
But as it stands today, I can't wait to see one for the first time and then annihilate it.
I can't wait to drive it.
Yeah, maybe we'll get our hands on something. Yeah. You know, hey, you know who'd be a good one to ask about when we can get our hands on one?
Well, who's that?
Old Fitzy.
Old Fitzy.
John Fitzpatrick.
You know what? We just might have to talk to him soon.
We just have to give him the put him in a full Nelson and wrestle him to the ground and say, "Give us the keys."
Yeah.
So. What's everybody else think? We want to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, call in. Let us know what you think about the ZL1. Have you seen it in person? Were you at the Chicago Auto Show?
Yeah.
Give us your impressions.
It's going to be cool.
Yeah.
And they're not done. This is just kind of like a...
Exactly.
Here's where we're at so far.
Yeah.
There's more
to it.
They're
probably 90% done with the car. I mean,
I would think
they showed.
But Scott did say...
And we're not done yet.
And they're not done yet. Yeah. And he meant that not just this car.
Right.
So... I mean, we'll just leave it at that, but we do want to hear your thoughts. We'll give out the number a little later after we get to the... How many voicemails do we have?
Seven.
Seven voicemails.
We've got seven voicemails, we've got a couple emails, and we've got a bunch of app messages we still need to get to.
And we've got about 20 minutes to get through them all, so we better just...
So people,
just,
we're not ignoring you.
Yeah, so let's just get on with the old
let's do it.
Voicemails. All right, I can't wait. It's my favorite part of the show.
Hey guys, Russ here, Raleigh TA from Forums. Been a while since I called in. A halfway decent day down here in North Carolina, so I'm cleaning gutters, listening to podcast 282, and then switched over to 283, and guess what I'm doing? Replacing the dash pad on a fourth gen. I think this is about my fifth one, but luckily found one from a new friend in the area that works on LSX engines, and he did me right on it, so got a new dash pad. We'll see how long this one lasts. Like I said, just want to say hi. I also want to remind you that there was a message that you, or a story you guys were going to tell on an interaction with another police officer, I believe, and you've put it off for two webcasts so far, so looking forward to hearing that on the next jam-packed episode. Thanks a lot for what you do, and can't wait for springtime. Get those car shows going. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks for calling in again, buddy. Good to hear from you.
Nice to hear about people wrenching on their cars when they're listening to the show.
Oh, yeah, we're looking forward to the spring, too, for more car shows as well. Dying to get my car out of the garage. I almost did it this weekend.
Little story. I took the cover off mine yesterday when the weather was nice here in the Detroit area and pulled a couple of key pieces out from underneath the hood to have them custom painted by my buddy. Oh, you know what? While I'm thinking of these things, just real quick. I built a website for my buddy. His name is Jim. He owns a company called Jim Tech, custom paint and fabrication here in the Detroit area. He's the only one I trust with my car. In fact, I like his work so much, I built him a website. He's got a Facebook fan page, so just find him, Jim Tech. In Clinton Township, Michigan, and be a fan of his page and just help him get
started. He does phenomenal work.
He's the only one I'll let touch my car,
yeah.
And he's doing some custom stuff for me later on. But anyway, I was pulling off some pieces to have him paint, and I broke one.
Oh.
I broke the fuse box cover.
Oh.
Yeah, so I got to get a replacement to that. So maybe I'll find a buddy, like our caller had, you know, found a dash pad. Maybe I'll find one that's got a spare. I doubt it, but worth a shot.
He said he was waiting for... I thought you talked about that already.
I did talk about when I got pulled over just before I put my car away, and the police officer just pulled me over because he wanted to ask me about my car because it turns out he had a G8. If I didn't tell that story, I thought I did, but if I didn't help...
I know what story you didn't tell.
What?
It was the one when you're on the expressway.
Which one was on the...
Oh, yeah!
That one.
Ooh, I still got to save that.
You still got to save that one.
I still got to
save... Write it down.
All right, I'm writing it down right now. What was the name of our caller there?
Rally TA.
Rally TA, that's right. How could I forget? Hey, thank you for the call, buddy. Glad that you're enjoying your car, and I'm glad you found somebody to help. Hey, tell your buddy about the show. Have him listen in, too. All right, move.
Next.
Jason, Chris, hey, AJ96Z28 from the boards. IROC, it stood for International Race of Champions. What this was a four-race series they ran once a year, and they got drivers from all over the world, the U.S., Europe, Australia, South America, put them in identically prepared race cars, identically in terms of horsepower, downforce, tire size, try to take the car out of it and just determine who was the best driver. The series started in the early 70s and ran up until about 3 or 4 years ago. It started out actually as Porsche 911s. That was short-lived and was a Camaro from probably, I think, 76 all the way up until 89, which then the series switched over to, as you had commented, Dodge Daytonas, then Dodge Avengers. And ultimately, the last couple seasons were in fourth-gen Firebirds. But again, the series has long been defunct for at least 2 or 3 years now. So to your point, it makes absolutely no sense for the Camaro to be used for a series that no longer exists. And for the last 10 years of its existence, didn't even use the Camaro as the car of choice. So there is the history of the IROC series. Okay, keep up the great work. Thanks, bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, AJ, and with that history lesson on IROC. Obviously, we received this message a couple weeks ago, and that was before the reveal of the Camaro ZL1, not the Camaro IROC Z or IROC and International Ride of Champions.
We know what it's all about, but we're referencing that maybe a lot of people didn't even know what IROC meant.
Well, I didn't realize that the race had been around that long.
Yeah, I didn't either, which is very cool.
Yeah.
I used to work with this guy that used to refer to my 96 Camaro SS as my IROC.
Oh,
you can drive your IROC to work?
Oh,
what?
Well, same guy who asked if he had the Borla SS exhaust.
No, that was a douche at a car show.
An aftermarket airbag.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. It explodes faster into my face. So, oh, that sounded bizarre. Never mind, next voicemail.
Oh my God. 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 GL. Not 28-1. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did I say oh, my God?
Wow, we've gotten someone who's very excited about the...
Was that Postal Dave?
I don't know. I don't think so.
That was just a weird coincidence with the airbag remark that I made before. Next voicemail. This is getting bad.
Hey, guys. It's Mudbone calling in, and I've been waiting to ask this question for months and months. I want to know, Jason, did you know when you went to the Disciple meeting last summer that the new car was going to be the ZL1? And if you did, you've been doing a pretty good job of keeping things on the down low and the quiet. But I am very curious about that, so let me know. And I'm sure there'll be a lot more talk about this whole subject, but that's what I want to know. Have a good one, guys, and... can't wait to see you in Oshawa. Bye.
Mudbone! Called in again. No, in fact, nobody knew that it was going to be ZL1 just until days before it was the ZL1.
Not even anybody within
GM. Nope. It was a last-minute thing. In fact, there's a rumor that there were headrests embroidered that didn't say ZL1 at one point.
Really?
There's a rumor. I don't know if it's true or not.
Okay.
We did know something was coming. And here's how I could tell you that. Because at the last Disciple meeting last August, when we got to Black Lake, instead of us shuffling into the conference room that we go to, our fearless leaders, and I won't drop any names, but they know who they are, said, let's just kind of stand out here and just enjoy the weather. And, you know, this is right on... Black Lake.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to continue facing south, which is where if a car would show up, it would show up from. And one car came by, came up, and I'm like, hey, what's this? And it had some camouflage or mismatching body panels or something. We didn't get to see it very long because when it got within about 250 feet of us, whoever was behind the wheel, and we'll just call him the Stig, dropped a hammer on it, and it destroyed our eardrums as it went by with a loud, large whistle.
Mm.
And it was stunningly amazing. But here's something I will tell you that I haven't mentioned before, and I may not be able to because I may get yelled at this. There was more than one car in that moment. There was another one with it.
Interesting.
So I will just be, that is my way of echoing Settlemyer's statements that they are not done yet.
Yes.
And
interesting.
What was behind it was extremely surprising.
Really?
Really.
Mm.
So we knew something was coming. We just didn't know what. And that's all. That's the only glimpse we got. And then we went in and we talked about the convertible. And that was it. And they wouldn't, then the first thing they say when we get inside is, we're not going to talk about any Z28 or whatever we're calling it. Remember
yeah,
I've said that?
Right. Oh, yeah. We've reiterated that for months.
So it was up in the air for sure for a long, long time. And here we are.
Yeah. Excellent.
I'm hopeful and excited about the future. Mudbone.
Oh, as we all should be.
Thank you, buddy, for the phone call and the voicemail. We have three more, but we also have a couple emails. So we're always welcoming voicemails from anybody about this sort of thing, as you can tell. We got contests. We're giving away prize pack every month. All you got to do is call in to win one, and here's how.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Okay, we got three more to go here.
Well, don't we have some voicemails we want to do first? Or emails?
Oh, you want to do emails first?
Yeah, let's do those. I don't want to put this one off any longer.
Oh, okay.
Because you know he's waiting.
Okay.
So let's start with that one, though.
Yeah, this is nice and short and sweet. This says, to Chris and Jason, just wanted to say thanks for mentioning our shop on your podcast. We were at the shop late Saturday night. We had to make up some time from all the snow we've been having, as we had here.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to see if you had your podcast up yet. What a surprise. On Monday, when we were at the shop, we had some people come in and I had it playing. They couldn't believe that they just heard our shop on the air. It was great. Love the podcast. Never miss them. Thanks again, Lynn Abuso. Linda Lou 92 on the board.
Yeah.
And the shop she's talking about here is Camaro Crazy.
I'm crazy.
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 They sent us some little goodies here.
We got our own prize pack.
Thank you very much.
This is awesome. Killer quality shirts. And some keychains and some kick-ass stickers. And these are going to make it... Sorry, I'm talking off the side here.
Yeah.
These are going to make it... Some of these, not all of them, because I want to keep some for myself for sure, into the prize packs. We're going to give it out. We're going to pay forward. But this is going to knock you out, Linda. Here we go. Anybody who needs work in the... I want to say... Was it New York area?
New Jersey.
New Jersey area.
I think they're in New Jersey.
Give Camaro Crazy a call. 516-249-0909. And I want to say their website, and I'm going by memory, is CamaroCrazy.net.
Yep. I think they have .com, too.
Okay. Yeah, right. So
but that's a porn site. Don't blame me.
Yeah. And if it is, send it to me. Camaro Crazy Restorations.
Good they do
stuff.
Everything from 67 all the way up to the fifth gen.
Yep. Very cool. Thank you so much for the gifts. We love that.
Thank you so much.
And now I've got an email that was sent in by Aussie Rob.
Yes.
Late January. So we're finally getting to it now.
Sorry, Rob. I told you we would save this, and we're finally going to get to it. So here we go.
And it goes, hey, guys. Aussie Rob here again, emailing from the land down under. I thought I'd share my recent Camaro experience. 1 month ago. In January.
Yep.
My now wife and I visited Hawaii for the purpose of tying that knot known as marriage. It was our first visit to the USA. We flew into Honolulu and caught our connecting flight to Maui. I'd organized a rental car through one of the major companies, and when we arrived, we were greeted by a car park full of 2010 Camaros.
Nice.
This was the first time I'd seen a 2010 Camaro in the flesh, and what a beautiful sight it was. I was able to convince my other half we should be cruising in style, not dragging our butts in a pigeon wagon. What's a pigeon wagon?
I don't know.
Must be a down under thing. What it would be sounds stupid. The phrase doesn't sound stupid.
Right.
I want to use it later on. He goes on to say, with the Minister of War and Finance's approval, I received the keys to our chariot for the next few days, a silver ice metallic SS, much cooler than the Pontiac Vibe I had organized back in Australia. My first thought was when I turned the ignition is, I can't believe I'm driving a Camaro. We loaded our luggage through the comedically small boot opening and departed the airport. With every intention, with every interaction of the car, the subtle smile I was trying to hide grew and grew and grew until I was grinning from ear to ear. Driving the Camaro, I was pleasantly impressed with every facet of its design. I love the muscle car interior, the old school feel, modernized with materials of today. I found the rearward visibility challenging at first. You have to remember we drive on the left side of the road back in Australia, and I personally have 15 plus years of road experience. Needless to say, this made for a few nerve-wracking lane changes until I became comfortable driving on the wrong side of the road. I was superbly impressed with the quality as well as the overall fit and finish of the vehicle. Doors were evenly gapped, the stereo sounded great, and the power was plentiful yet easily drivable. All of this backstory leads me to the purpose of this email. I was able to convince my now wife, who had been suspicious of my sudden love interest, to have the photographer take photos of us and the Camaro on our wedding day. We told our relatives and friends, they respond with laughs of disbelief that I'd photos taken of our hired car on this day, which is the focus of the commitment we made. Secretly, I was making a commitment to one day own this car. All jokes aside, my wife is a fantastic girl. We had a great time in Hawaii and look forward to hopefully meeting members of the Camaro Z28.com forums at the Oshawa meet if we can make it to Canada. Thank you, Chris and Jason, for the opportunity to share this experience with the community. Cheers, Rob, a.k.a. Aussie Rob.
Rob, thank you so much for sharing that with us. They also sent in a picture of their wedding picture there. Him and his beautiful wife on a silver 5th-gen Camaro. That's great.
Let's think about this for a minute. They got married. The one day in their life they
in
will
a
never
different country.
They will never forget.
Right.
And they happily interjected with this Camaro to be part of that day.
Yeah.
That's what it means to people. I love it.
That just shows you the passion of the Camaro enthusiasts out there. And then he can't even buy one of these in Australia.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Rob and wife. Glad you got to experience that, and it's just heartwarming to all. I would say,
oh, yeah,
to all Camaro enthusiasts that you got to do that. I mean, yeah, we get to live vicariously throughout the others.
Rob, I would ask if you could share that picture on the forums too. If you'd go ahead and post that, it's a beautiful picture.
Post it in response to this this episode show notes, if you like. So your call, but looks great, beautiful bride. Congratulations to you both. All right, we got to move on. Three
Let's
more voicemails.
On.
All right.
Yep.
Hey guys, it's Christopher James, checking in here from Chicago. I'm at the 2011 Chicago Media Days. And of course, as we all know, the ZL1 was debuted here. I kind of be quiet right now. The other two people in our party are sleeping. I'm actually calling from the restroom. We had a rough evening yesterday. We left Cleveland about, I'd say, 11:30, and didn't arrive down here in Chicago until 3:30 a.m. or so. So, rough day. I'm going on like an hour of sleep here. But anyway, for everyone that will be attending the show on Saturday, you guys are in for a big surprise. The car is absolutely amazing. Pictures do not do it justice, anywhere near justice. There's so much detail, and you could tell that Chevy really, again, took their time and, did the best that they could to come out with the best product for us as enthusiasts. And I wish I could be here and possibly get to meet some of you on Saturday, but unfortunately due to work, etc., that's not going to be possible. So just wanted to call and give you guys an update, and take care. I'm sure you guys will hear from me soon. All right, bye.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Chris. He always seems to be on the spot here with the new Camaro stuff as one of the most popular enthusiasts of the car out there. This was pretty cool. Thanks for giving us your thoughts and passion about the car when you call in here.
He's like our man on the street. He's like our reporter on the street. You know, we should make him the official Camaro Z20.com enthusiast ambassador reporter.
Yeah, I think so.
There you go, Chris. You're in.
Yep.
Thank you for the voicemail, buddy. As usual, keep him coming.
Ready for next caller?
I am ready.
Hey, Chris and Jason. It's Jonathan Brown out in Old Japan, New Jersey. I'm digging this new ZL1. Holy crap. Over 550 horsepower. Over 550 pound feet of torque. I mean, it's just a beast. I love the micro suede steering wheel and stuff. The interior is done up great. Anybody who's worried about the durability of the micro suede, you know what? on a $50,000 car. If every 80,000 miles you got to replace the steering wheel for $400, what's the big deal? It's not a problem. $400 and you're done. So every 80,000 miles. Anyways, not to digress. The car's awesome. Any guesses as to what this thing's going to weigh with the special hood and the added supercharger and the lighter wheels? You guessing 3,800 pounds, 0 to 60 in 3.7, top speed, 200 miles an hour. What's your take on it? And just so you know, as a Corvette owner, I'm really thrilled that the Camaro could kick the crap out of any base Corvette. It's fine, as long as General Motors makes a boatload of money. Anyways, thanks again. Always a great show. Take care.
Jonathan Brown, thank you for calling in. We finally have some answers to all of your Z28 questions, but they are now the ZL1. Over 550 horsepower.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. I don't think they're not done yet.
I think they'd be shooting themselves in the foot if they went less than
right.
That.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we talked about the micro suede in interior last week, as I think Scott said would be one of the only options on the car besides the color.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically you buy this and this is either you get this or you don't, you know?
It's for the hardcore.
Right.
We don't need options.
Right. We're extremely excited about this car as well. So he wants to know how much you think we're going to weigh. How much you think the car is going to weigh? He says 3,800 pounds.
No, I
think it's going to be over 4,000.
I say add 200 pounds or 250 pounds.
Yeah, so I'd say right about 4,000.
Yeah.
Right about 4,000. 0 to 60.
Well.
3.9.
Yeah. Whoever said you can't out-engineer weight is not an engineer.
Yeah.
You can do it. And they did it. Yeah. Trust me. They did it.
This is going to be one badass car.
Yep.
Yeah.
And people disagree with me all they want. Look, I know what I'm talking about.
So, Jonathan, are you going to get rid of your vet for one of these or what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Let us know.
Your 550 horsepower ZL1.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could talk about this for days.
I know.
How many voicemails do we have left? Just one?
One more.
Oh, just
you
one
ready?
More. I'm ready. Hit it.
Okay.
Thanks, Brown.
Hey, guys. It's Mike Myers. From down here in the Rio Grande Valley. I just crossed into McAllen from Reynosa, Mexico from work today. But hey, I just came across the Synergy Green Camaro. And I had never seen one in person down here. And it kind of reminds me of the old fluorescent paint. But I don't know if I'd buy one, but it's hard to, when you guys talk about things like that, until you actually see one, it's just hard to vision. Now I can envision. Anyways, another topic you guys have been talking about, the Z28 or ZL1 or Beretta or Duramax. You know, ZL1, that's pretty cool. From an old school guy like me. One more thing, I got my birthday card today from you all. I'm sure I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Mike Myers out. Hey, and it's 87 degrees down here. I hope you guys are having some decent weather up there. Or adios.
Hey, Mike. Haven't heard from you in a while. Thanks for calling in, buddy. 87 degrees. Oh, you lucky bastard. I did get up in the 50s this week, but unfortunately we're getting an ice storm with 6 to 8 inch more snow tonight. The joys of living in Detroit. Anyways, yeah, Synergy Green.
Yeah.
Great car to see in person.
If he was anywhere in the Ohio area, I wouldn't be surprised if you said, yeah, there was only one person in the car, and then suddenly became
like
two.
Cincinnati, Ohio?
Yeah, like Cincinnati. Suddenly there was somebody in the passenger seat that I didn't see before.
And it was chasing a mail truck? Postal Dave, where have you been?
And what have you been doing again?
Yeah.
With wifey.
We need to hear from you, man.
We're doing a throwback there to some, only the hardcore Camaro Z28.com podcast listeners know what we're talking about. So, gosh, man, great voicemails this week.
That's it for the voicemails.
Yeah. So what are we doing on time here? Do I have time for my story?
We're like, we have like 1 minute.
All right, I'll do my best. I was coming back from, this is the story that Raleigh TA wanted me to tell. And I've been holding off on this for a while. A few weeks ago, I was coming down from up north, Houghton Lake, Michigan, snowmobiling as I do as much as I can in the wintertime. And I was driving back down I-75, and there was a car, a typical car, is flying up my butt, tailgating me for no reason. no matter what lane I was in. And, you know, I get kind of aggravated by that, but I take the high road and I just let them get around me. Well, somebody was up my butt, and they were up my butt with a vengeance, and I was in the passing lane because I was indeed passing. But at my earliest convenience, I got over to the middle lane. It was a three-lane highway. I was in the far left. I got over to the middle lane. And as I got over to the middle lane, I just kind of looked at the person that was crawling up my butt in my side mirror, and they did exactly what I thought they were going to do. They just floored it. And then as I got over into the right, far right lane, I also noticed what was behind that car, a state cop. And I said, oh, please, oh, please, of all the times that I, because this person was being unsafe.
Yeah.
I mean, it was more than just tailgating. It was like so close, I couldn't see their headlights in my rearview mirror. And sure enough, man, that cop lit him up. And
nice.
Pulled her over. Look, I'm not innocent of speeding or anything
Bitch.
Like that, but I don't crawl at people's butt just to try to shove them out of the way. Yeah. I mean, she was dangerously close, and I felt very uncomfortable. And so there's the case. When somebody says, there's never a cop when you need one, well, guess what?
There was.
There was. And I think the person deserved it, because I was doing 80 at the time, so she must have cranked up to 90.
Whew.
Yeah. So there you have it, and it was a well-deserved pullover, I think. Somebody could have gotten hurt.
Yeah.
It was thick traffic, too. So yeah. There's the story. It's kind of not as exciting as what it was when I saw it. But I tell you what, I was it was like I got hit with a bolt of electricity. I was like, yeah!
I love that.
Eat it, bitch! Yeah. You know? So there you have it. Hey, if you guys have any good cop stories, and don't call and cop bash, because we don't need to hear it.
No,
you know,
no,
I've never
no,
had
no.
problems with cops, ever. And I've had my run-ins. Yeah. So if you got a cool cop story, you know, feel free to call in and tell it. You know, keep it under a couple minutes so we have room for everybody else. But yeah, definitely call in.
Yeah.
And speaking of calling in, we may have another phone call we got to make here.
Yeah.
For a future episode. We'll see what we can put together. But otherwise, we will see you next week, if not sooner.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like them.
So we'll see ya.
Yep.
Soon.
Yep.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.